And welcome to you all. It is Portia and the guides. And our question for you this week is, are you trying to control the world? You may laugh at this and say, that's a silly question. Why would I try to control the world? But we ask you to think about this for a moment. Are you looking at the world and judging what is going on and thinking that things could be better or different or perfect according to you? This is your attempting to control the world. You are taking the position of the creator of this creation and seeing that your magic wand could resolve everything and change the pictures happening in the world right now according to your view. You are trying to control the world. This does not help you and your evolution in any way. It simply keeps you riled up and angry and spiteful and warring and certainly not peaceful. There is no possibility for you to control the world. So it also creates a great level of frustration and willfulness within you. Dear hearts, you may control yourself and your inner world and your inner landscape, the peace within you, the compassion within you, the love and caring within you for yourself and for all of life. When you do this, when you create the world of your choosing within you, which is joyful, aligned with God, the creator of this realm, doing the work that is at hand for you to do, and staying focused on this, not on the outside, you will be blessing life. As you take into consideration your own internal environment, your own world, and we use the word controlling, this inside environment and territory, which is your own, but it is more your responsibility to attend to that which is within you, the moments within you, the thoughts and emotions that are coursing through your system. What is the quality of these? Are they the qualities that you wish to experience in this lifetime? There may be parts of you that ask, why are you here on the planet now when it is so chaotic and so disturbing to you? But we tell you, it is not random that you are here. And one of the great purposes and missions of your being here is the quality of your presence on earth. This is your responsibility. It is not your responsibility to make the world be a certain way. That is up to God. God is in charge of that greater picture, and everything that is going on right now on planet Earth with all of life. God is at work at that level. You may trust this, and trust that it is not your responsibility. You are not in control of this aspect of life on Earth. You are responsible and in charge of your own presence on Earth and the quality of your presence on Earth at this time. The media and all sorts of distractions would try to pull you off base of knowing this and make you feel powerless. But that is what this energy on Earth right now, which is destroying, devastating, inhumane, that is what this energy is trying to do. Pull you off base, off of your true nature and presence here and now. You must be diligent in tuning into your own nature, your own thoughts, your own emotions, your own investment in life. What do you wish for in your own world? Stay true to that. And the truth is, it will unfold out into life. And it will be felt by all of life on Earth. This is not just about you, although that is where it starts, because we know that you all want the Earth and all of life on Earth to be healed and to be realigned with the original design of life on Earth and creation's relationship to that which created this realm, this earthly realm, God. So do this work this week. Come back home to you. Look within. Be present within. And do the healing work within your being. This is what you are being called to do right now. Listen to the calling and do your good work. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.